For 15 years, founder and director of the East Lansing Film Festival, Susan Woods, has been bringing unconventional films to mid-Michigan. Film connoisseurs and amateurs alike have enjoyed a selection of independent documentaries, cult classics, foreign features, and student shorts. And this year will be no different. Woods promises a diverse lineup that will keep everyone entertained.
The opening night film, Searching for Sugarman, is probably the biggest film because this is about a Detroit musician. It really is Truth is Stranger Than Fiction film that one has to see, and especially if you live in Michigan. Then we have, you know, wonderful first-time features and documentaries that, you know, you will never get to see anywhere else.
The East Lansing Film Festival has seen some changes in its 15 years in existence, including a shift from 35mm and 16mm film to digital productions. It's also seen an increase in college student submissions. Chris Sundberg graduated from Michigan State University in 2011. He directed one of these student films, Acheron.
It's inspired by Greek mythology. It starts off with our main character, James, waking up in the middle of a lake and scrambling aboard a nearby rowboat and asking the fishermen on board to take him to some civilization because he doesn't remember what happened or why he's there. And, of course, things aren't as they seem, and he has to kind of figure out whether or not he even wants to go back.
What's your name?
James.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Wish I could say the same.
Kelly O'Sullivan is another Michigan State graduate who co-directed a student film that will be shown at the festival, The Case of the Torched Turf.
The Case of the Torched Turf is kind of a noir satire. The movie follows Theo Wilder, who's a high school student who has adopted this private eye persona. But the events of the film actually follow him, and they shake up his normal day-to-day by actually throwing a real-world case his way. Someone has set the high school football field on fire, and it's up to Theo to figure out who's done it.
Ray Albers High, a school victimized by a senseless prank. A school about to be gripped with mystery and suspense.
Detroit-based freelance filmmaker Marty Shea, who was once a student at Michigan State himself, says these student works are one of the most exciting parts of the East Lansing Film Festival.
You get to see the potential. You get to also see what's on their minds because, you know, student films are much more free to do what they really want, what they really feel like making, as opposed to a studio film or even independent films where you have, like, investors that are demanding a certain, that you target a certain market and, you know, have to stick to a certain formula.
Shea has attended almost every East Lansing Film Festival since the annual event began 15 years ago. At this year's event, Shea will be showing collaborative film The Owner, which he co-directed, along with 24 other filmmakers from 13 different countries.
Well, I think it's the best film festival in the state. I think my favorite thing about the film festival is Susan's and the committees and the people that she works with, their taste and films and their desire to bring really compelling and a different breed of films to an area where you don't normally have a chance to see that kind of stuff.
Screenings during the 9-day event will be held throughout East Lansing, at Michigan State University, and in Lansing Celebration Cinema. The festival closes next Thursday with a showing of the French blockbuster, The Untouchables. For WKAR Public Media, I'm Marina Chomwar.